Thank you. I was watching the film Chopper over the weekend with the family, and that is in the soundtrack, so I thought it was appropriate to start the programme with it, The Birthday Party, and Release the Bats. Actually, not that version, because that's the Strange Fruit John Peel Sessions version. And I'd like to tell you what day that was recorded, but the light in the studio is so dark, as you'll see if you look in the webcam, I actually can't read the date for the recording. Not that it makes a great deal of difference anyway. Now, if you've got RDS or digital radio, Cat is doing that live track listings thing, so you will already perhaps know that this next track is from Hugh Brown and it's called Fireburn. That's a 7-inch on Roots Foundation Records from Hugh Brown, and it's called Fireburn. And I was going to play another 7-inch single at this stage, but we've only got one record middle in the studio at the moment. And if you try and... I shouldn't say that. Otherwise, I'll be bitching and being like other people you hear bitching on the radio. And we don't want any of that. But obviously, I have to lean over and put the next record on. This is Don't Play Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Then my favorite station played Willie's song across the nation.
I already have a feeling that this is going to be a memorable programme for all of the wrong reasons. That's Al Ferrier on Master Track Records. I want an entire LP, in fact a boxed set of Al Ferrier singing songs like that, or somebody singing songs like that, recorded several million miles away from Nashville, I would have thought, and recorded some time ago as well, it must be said. Don't play Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Now, Pulp, who are in session tonight, and this is their first new session for 7 years. They've done four in total, and the first one was recorded back in 1981, and then there wasn't another one for something like 13 years. Their new single, Trees and Sunrise, will come out on October the 15th, and an album, which still has no name, will follow later on in October. Jarvis and Steve have just formed a DJ outfit called Desperate Sound System, now taking bookings, and we also have a special announcement to make. The band will play an exclusive headline show for The John Peel Show on Wednesday the 31st of October as part of One Live in Birmingham. The show will be at the Academy in Birmingham. For more details, call the concert line on 08700 100 100. But there was some problem with that earlier on this evening as well, because a bloke came in and said, are you using the phones? And I said, well, not at the moment. He said, I'll fix them for you then. And so he has done. If he could just come back and fix this light, that would be really good, because the emergency engineer isn't answering his phone. There you go. This is Pulp.
Turn over, close the curtains.
And very nice too. Pulp in Session, and a version of that will occur on the forthcoming LP, whatever it is called, when it's released in October. And that's Sunrise. And it's getting a bit unnerving, actually, here in the basement of Radio 1, where the studios are, because I'm beginning to think that perhaps what George Bush thinks was going to happen has happened. The North Koreans have bombed one of his major allies, and that all of London has been laid waste because we can't make contact with anybody down here. It's really rather scary. And but tomorrow, if there is any of London left, we're going to go out and buy our own light, I think, and probably our own headphones as well, because these don't work properly. And our own telephone system, can we run to that? Is the programme budget stretched to that? Now, if you were listening to the programme last Thursday, we had Sean Marshall, it was last Thursday, wasn't it, playing at the house, and she was quite amazing, I thought. And she finished by doing her version of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen, which I think Robert himself would have approved of if he'd had the opportunity to hear it. And this is a bit of kind of name-dropping for me anyway, but I do it unapologetically because I got my birthday phone call over the weekend from Captain Beefheart. And I never know what to say to him because he comes on the phone and he's always incredibly jolly. He sounds unwell, but he's incredibly jolly. And I'm so awestruck because to me it is like, you know, as though God phoned you up and said, how's it going down there? Everything all right? Studio working properly? That sort of thing. But God never does that. But Captain Beefheart does. And I was telling him about Sean Marshall and her version of Come On In My Kitchen, and he sang Come On In My Kitchen to me over the phone. And I was very moved by that. And what else did he say? Well, he just chatted about this and that. Really nothing terrifically relevant, and I suppose it would be inappropriate to pass on. What did he say? I can't remember what he said. I never can. As I say, I'm always so nervous about the fact that it's him on the phone and that everything that I'm saying is complete nonsense that I don't really enjoy the phone conversations, to be absolutely honest with you. Anyway, what was I going to say? We ought to check and see if Lamo is still doing the online chat upstairs, because if he isn't, it means that London has been devastated, because that's what he's doing at this very moment. Anyway, this is Robert Johnson and the original Come On In My Kitchen. This is another 12-inch on MFS Records from Berlin. It's by Electro Mike. Mike spelled M-A-J-K. Czechoslovakian, because the track itself is called Orgasmic Czech. Spelled as it was, you know, Czechoslovakia. Or the Czech Republic, as of course it now is. Or part of it is. Oh, isn't life complicated at times? In a few weeks' time, Loudon Wainwright will be playing again at Peel Acres. In the meantime, this is another track from the forthcoming LP on Evangeline Records, Last Man on Earth. I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to cry today, I won't shed a tear. Even if some milk is spilt, I won't dilute my beer. I won't use a tissue, my pillow will stay dry. And I won't need a shoulder, cause I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna snivel and I'm not gonna sob. Both my eyes will remain dry and I won't have to daub them. Move me with a tragedy, just go ahead and try. Play me a tearjerker, but I'm not gonna cry. Today I will not wet my cheek. I'll count to ten and I'll hold it in. I'm not gonna leak. I'm not gonna lose it, though I may wanna die. They say it's good to let it out, but I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna blub today, and I'm not gonna bawl. And I'm not gonna fall apart, even if you call me. I couldn't cry for 40 years, I was too tough a guy. Now I can do it anytime, but I'm not gonna cry. I must have cried a million tears, at least 96. I cried me a river and an ocean just for kicks. Listen to the thunder, dark clouds fill the sky. Well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry. Yeah, well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry.
Loudon Wainwright III from the forthcoming LP Last Man on Earth, and that's called I'm Not Gonna Cry. And it's been a very long time since we had a new single from Corner Shop, but here's one now. It's called Motion the 11.
Run, run. cause Rasta are come. Chilly lily boom boom day. Rockin' and swing. Yeah. Happen to be the musical child.
Yeah.
I keep you rockin' and stop. I want you to my baby
saw them coming.
John saw them coming there. Yeah.
Motion the 11. Yeah. Motion the 11. Motion the 11.
Crew.
With
this good for you.
And that was good for you.
And green for a generation.
Slossy.
Motion the 11.
That was it. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling with the old man of blow. Yeah.
Rastafari, who dwells in Holy Mount Zion.
Let me take a lot of my spliff and take a whiff as I was in here. Cause I couldn't play through that death with Bob Marley played and I didn't smoke no chalice as I was saying.
Five,
I keep them alive
six,
with that dance that spliff out in
seven,
here. And I go to heaven.
Eight, nine.
Oh, hey. I'm not
saying
I'm gonna make a thing I will tell you about.
Yeah.
This one called the Kojak Rockers, I will tell them that. We keep them rocking, no stop, I'll keep them rolling. We keep them ever rolling. And I will tell you that. We keep them rolling. And my life moves in.
Like FM is on the radio again. John saw them coming.
Was there really a reference in that to the Glen Glen sound? I think there was, because I saw Glen Glen once. He was a kind of rockabilly bloke, but he now does, if you look at a lot of American TV programmes, they say at the end, sort of recorded in the Glen Glen studios or something along those lines. And I was going to dig out a Glen Glen record and put it in, except I forgot, but I will next time I play the record. That's Corner Shop, new single from them on Ouija Records. Not sure when it comes out. Motion the 11, and I have no idea at all what that means. Do you have the slightest idea, Nita, the producer? Certainly not. But anyway, we will find out before we play it again, that's for certain. And this is for Ray Groves. I hope he's listening. Pigs Big 78.
5x5 by Harry Parry and his Radio Rhythm Club Sextet. Vocalist Dave Wilkins.
Thank you. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. Five by Five got 15 chins and a line of dyes. He's a mellow old cat, a rail head fat. He be Mr. Five by Five. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. Five by Five, he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.